1066 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
All right, folks, let's...
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A day after his historic indictment, there's a big question about former President Trump's next move. Correspondent Cammy McCormick has our top story.
Will Donald Trump appear in court Thursday?
That's really up to the Secret Service and the United States Marshal Service. He's required to appear either virtually or in person on Thursday, and he'll do that.
One of his attorneys, John Lauro, on CBS Morning says Trump is determined to defend himself and may seek a change of venue from Washington, D.C.
There's other options. I mean, there's certainly West Virginia, which is close by.
Lauro says it's the first time political speech has been criminalized, and prosecutors will have to prove Trump had criminal intent.
The indictment, unsealed last night, alleges Mr. Trump had six co-conspirators. None has been named. None's been charged. CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman.
This may be just a little push toward any of the six to say, okay, I didn't name you. Here's your chance. Come on down.
Trump campaign is comparing the Justice Department to Nazi Germany. Fitch has downgraded the nation's credit rating from a stellar AAA to a AA+. The agency blames persistent political infighting over federal spending that pushed the country to the brink of default a few months back. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Economists say it's a little bit strange to see the downgrading of the U.S. credit rating at a time when the economy may be close to pulling off a soft landing. Fitch argues that there's been a, quote, erosion of governance because of the, quote, repeated debt limit political standoffs and last-minute resolutions.
Utah's new law requiring pornography websites to verify users' ages will remain in place. A judge has dismissed a lawsuit filed by a group representing the adult entertainment industry. The Free Speech Coalition says the law infringes on privacy and free speech rights, and it will appeal. Lots of people threw money down on last night's $1.1 billion Mega Millions jackpot.
These are the winning tickets. I don't know why they're still in line, but, you know, it's always hopeful thinking. You know what I mean?
It didn't pan out for that man in L.A. or for anyone else. There was no winner. So Friday's jackpot jumps to $1.25 billion. New research shows more Americans in their 40s and 50s aren't going to church anymore. And it's not that they don't believe. CBS's Jim Crisula.
Gen Xers are busy raising kids, working demanding jobs, and caring for aging parents. Many got out of the habit of going to church or religious services during the pandemic and haven't returned.
S&P futures are down 29. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. A Waukesha County health clinician will ride with Waukesha Police in some police calls. The city announced yesterday what they call the Crisis Response Unit. The team pairs a crisis clinician from HHS with a specially trained police officer to respond to mental health-related calls for service. The goal is to offer faster, more effective assistance to individuals in a mental health crisis and connect them with the appropriate resources. A former Oak Creek High School teacher accused of having a sexual relationship with a student is seeking to keep her discipline records confidential. Rachel Goodell has filed a lawsuit to prevent the release of public records concerning her past behavior. That's according to Fox 6. The alleged incidents include relations with a student inside of a classroom last December. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
Hey, Racine and Kenosha. Civic Media and WRJN have landed your Green Bay Packers.
Not only will you be able to hear your team run over the NFL this year,
but now is your time to make your dream come true and be an official partner with the Green Bay Packers. One phone call is all it'll take to set up an appointment for Tuesday, August 1st and Wednesday, August 2nd. WAUK and WRJN will be around to talk to you and your company about how you can have your brand associated with not only the Packers, for the Badgers and local high school sports.
And we'll also buy you lunch.
What are you waiting for? Call Civic Media now at 608-819-8255 to secure an appointment for next week.
Only a handful of Packer sponsorships left, so call us now.
608-819-8255. You don't want to miss out on a partnership that will be more profitable than your fantasy football team. 608-819-8255. This deal is a guaranteed touchdown. Yeah! This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Coast, Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM, WAUK.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
All things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Whoa, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now. Oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Wednesday at 9 o'clock. That means Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on board. And Dr. Craig, you are as astute a political person as I know. And I had the pleasure to have known you for many years now. Dr. Craig, what transpired on yesterday? And I was listening to conservative radio this morning, as I do on the way to work, and they didn't mention it at all. And I saw some other conservative television last night. They didn't mention this at all. Dr. Craig, am I making more of this than I should? When what took place and what transpired, and historically, nobody that I know is a better historian than you are when it comes to these kinds of situations. Is our nation in peril, in jeopardy, if this man gets to walk from this?
Yes. Unfortunately, Earl, you know, I also try to be optimistic, and my optimism is that he's losing. If the election was now, he would lose the general election, not knowing what the conditions will be in November 2024. But here's the reason why. I mean, Richard Nixon mused that if there was right-wing television networks, that he would not have to have left office over Watergate. And one of his major communication lieutenants, Roger Ailes, created Fox News. And so in many ways, the conservative movement of the 60s and 70s understood that they couldn't do what they wanted to do at the most extreme edges of it without changing the media, because people couldn't actually know. If people actually knew facts, you couldn't get away with it, like they knew what he did in Watergate, which was, I'm going to point out, Earl, he was far less involved in Watergate than what you see in this indictment of Donald Trump, which when we hear conservative callers, I'm going to ask every single one whether they've actually read the indictment, because I have a feeling they have not. That's part of the problem. And you're right about right-wing media. I sample it too. That's something you and I share in common. I haven't done radio, so you've given me my scan on that. I did Fox last night, And Jesse Waters seemed to be avoiding it, as far as I could tell. He was doing Hunter Biden. He was doing making fun of home of immigrants who were dropped in buses by southern states in New York, and any money spent to allow them not to starve and not to be, you know, without any kind of housing whatsoever. And but when I turned on Hannity, who, you know, 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock our time, big primetime thing, big friend of Trump's, he did talk about it, but he talked about it in the context of it was all a conspiracy to take attention away from the much more serious Hunter Biden allegations, which is unbelievable. And what he said about it, he said it was completely baseless, completely an inside job, you know, weaponizing everything else. He just lied. And the problem is that they've created a public that believes that. And we shouldn't blame those people. It's like the people who get swindled, right?
Right.
By Bernie Madoff or by any hucksters in American history, that, you know, which are legendary, or people who have fallen victims to cults. You blame the people who are manipulating them. Some of your callers are listening to this stuff, and they're not reading the actual indictment, which the evidential level of this thing and the meticulousness of it is exceptional. And a lot of this has been in the light of day, if one was watching, right, at all, and wasn't being lied to and deluded by the whole right-wing ecosystem. And it's very compelling, not only that this man needs to go to trial, right to a defense, and to test those facts, but he doesn't have a right to do what he did in 2020, which is to simply lie about it and make up his own facts, because he never had evidence of large scale fraud that changed the result of any of the states he lost. Period. But launched a huge conspiracy to prevent the legal certification of the rightfully elected president of the United States and to stay in power illegally. And I was just going to say that I think Ron Johnson has some exposure here.
We're going to definitely get into the Ron Johnson part of this, Dr. Craig. But I really, it really just to me again. The indictment is easy reading. You don't have to, you know, be Dr. Craig. You don't have to have a PhD in political science and other things to read the indictment. It's easy reading. And so when you read those things, you can't help but think of the inherent danger to the democracy, Dr. Craig. That's clearly what this really is about. And if people are going to accept, well, it's a witch hunt, you know, they're after him because they're afraid that he'll beat Joe Biden. I mean, if that's what you want to buy into, then the only saving grace in all of that, Dr. Craig, is he'll go before a jury of his peers. And the decision will be made in courts. It won't be made on Fox News.
And Hannity is assaulting that too, and part of what their whole game plan is to make everyone else uncredible and lies, right? So now the criminal justice system to them, when they don't like what it's doing, is completely disreputable. We don't have one. Well, that's discrediting any hope of a democracy if people don't believe in the criminal justice system. It doesn't mean you and I think it at their miscarriage of justice. It doesn't mean that we can just throw out anything that comes from it, but he is saying that Trump can't get a fair trial because of the partisan composition of Washington, D.C., Fulton County, Georgia, where there's not been an indictment yet, and in New York, in the much less significant case that's been brought against Trump. Of course, he's not mentioning that the documents case is in Florida, and quite likely in very Republican areas of the state, in South Florida, not Miami. So he's not saying that, but what he's saying, Earl, is he's attacking a cardinal principle of the criminal justice system, that is that a jury of one's peers can be selected that will act objectively and on the evidence, no matter where it is. Otherwise, why the heck do we bring cases in red areas then? If the judicial system only is a matter of what the partisan composition is of where the court is.
You know, Dr. Craig, the seriousness of this, and I keep trying to get people to understand, it's bigger than one man, right? I mean, it's bigger than the fact if they can't, and I was reading something yesterday that said they've got to hurry up and get this case tried before the election, or else Donald Trump could possibly pardon himself if he wins. Or what could prevent this case from moving quickly enough before the election, Dr. Craig, to make sure that the case is heard?
Here's what I understand based on federal litigators are saying. This is beyond both of our expertise. That, and we don't know because, I mean, it's a former president,
right.
So it changes the rules, and maybe he has more capacity to delay. He is under, in this case, the new case, the D.C. Circuit, which has been handling all of those January 6th cases, and so we know they have a record of being expedient and not falling for these kind of arguments, unlike the judge in Florida hearing the documents case. But my understanding is it's going to be impossible to have the litigation concluded by the election. What's possible is having the trial. And so then there'll be all sorts of appeals that Trump will make. And even if he was to be convicted and even if he would be sentenced to jail time, it'd be a long time before he served it. This is assuming after he has had his constitutional right to make a defense. And to be proven guilty beyond reasonable doubt. But if it's on record, if the trial is done, then that can't be undone, right? Even if there's going to be all sorts of different levels of appeal and process after a conviction. So what they're saying is that the special prosecutor's trying to get the trial on the books and that is possible. And that's why only Trump is indicted. The others are unindicted co-conspirators because he didn't want to complicate the case. They are subject to prosecution separately. And in fact, they have an incentive to cooperate because that might affect whether they are prosecuted or whether they get plea deals. And that means someone like Ron Johnson and his staff could be subject to process down the line. But it will be Donald Trump first so that there can be a trial prior to the election.
Dr. Craig, hold a thought. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Man, Dr. Craig is here, and man, we need him now because, you know, my head is spinning because you would think that this occurred in 2021 and there's not a whole lot of new evidence for us who've been watching this, but yet it still seems so far away. 844-967-2789. Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action on the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Racine and Kenosha, Civic Media and WRJN have landed your Green Bay Packers.
Not only will you be able to hear your team run over the NFL this year,
but now is your time to make your dream come true and be an official partner with the Green Bay Packers. One phone call is all it'll take to set up an appointment for Tuesday, August 1st and Wednesday, August 2nd. WAUK and WRJN will be around to talk to you and your company about how you can have your brand associated with not only the Packers, but the Badgers and
local high school sports.
And we'll also buy you lunch.
What are you waiting for? Call Civic Media now at 608-819-8255 to secure an appointment for next week.
Only a handful of Packer sponsorships left, so call us now.
608-819-8255. You don't want to miss out on a partnership that will be more profitable than your fantasy football team. 608-819-8255. This deal is a guaranteed touchdown.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 87. Winds out of the southwest 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight. Lows level off around 65. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 90. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 72 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News on 540 AM WAUK.
For every little kiss, there's a little teardrop. For every single thrill, there's another heartache. The road is rough, the going gets tough. Yes, love is a hurting thing. Oh, love is a hurting thing.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen X. No, Dr. Craig, I'm sure many people in our audience don't know this. Wisconsin is at the center of a sweeping indictment of former President Donald Trump, who is accused by a federal grand jury of organizing a conspiracy to steal the 22 election from President Joe Biden. Trump's strategy to stay in office after voters elected Biden president in 2022 hinged on 84 people in seven states, including Wisconsin, who agreed to sign documents claiming to be electors for Trump. So Dr. Craig, what was the fake electors that were brought before, you know, Ron Johnson, you know, United States Senator of the state of Wisconsin, who clearly was in this up to his neck? He knew about these things and he lied when it was brought to his attention. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. So Wisconsin is in this indictment partly just because there was an attempt by Trump to prevent, you know, to challenge the vote initially and lost there. And then Wisconsin is the origination point of the fake electors conspiracy. Originally, it was the Wisconsin memo, and it was drafted by the attorneys working on Wisconsin for President Trump. It then was, and then a new memo was created that was national, based on the Wisconsin memo. Originally, the conspiracy was simply, we're going to get these electors in case we win in court. But of course, they lost every single court case and they were thrown out with prejudice. That is, there was no basis for their challenges of large-scale voter fraud. They had no evidence and proof. So then it became part of Trump's conspiracy to block the certification of the election anyway through Mike Pence. And so it was to induce people to mimic what happens within the Electoral Counts Act, which governs the federal elections, and create a second set of electors that then Pence could either accept, Vice President Pence, according to their theory. Pence concluded he didn't have any such authority. His position, his role was ceremonial. And if not do that, at least return it to the states and then get pressure on the states to seat the other electors and do that through appointing a new attorney general, Jeffrey Clark, who would have sent a letter saying that the DOJ was had evidence that there was large-scale, very concerning fraud in that state, in order to be a predicate for, say, a right-wing legislature like the one in Wisconsin to send the other electors. And so Wisconsin was at the epicenter of that. Michigan's attorney general actually has charged their fake electors. Nothing that has happened yet in Wisconsin. Attorney General Call will not confirm or deny whether there is an investigation here. But quite frankly, those electors in Wisconsin, the fake ones, could end up being prosecuted later at the federal level after separately from Trump, since they decided to separate everything else out from Donald Trump. The lawyers involved in Wisconsin are a couple of them co-conspirators and listed in evidence about them in this indictment. And where Ron Johnson comes in, Earl, is that they were concerned at the end that the electors from Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, the fake ones, had not gotten to Pence. Now, and therefore they went through Ron Johnson to attempt to try to get them delivered to Vice President Pence on January 6, 2021. And Johnson has claimed it was all staff to staff. He had nothing to do with it and there's nothing to see here. And the Journal Sentinel, which is trying to be very careful, they don't want to be accused of bias, they quote the passages, they talk about Johnson's staff's involvement with a staffer for Vice President Pence. They don't specify, partly I think they're trying to not look like the reporter, not look like they're taking sides, the language of the indictment, which does not say that Donald Trump's people contacted Ron Johnson's people. It says they contacted the senator, and then the senator's chief of staff attempted to deliver them to Pence's staff. So in other words, the plain language of the indictment says that Ron Johnson was asked to do this and facilitated it.
So, Dr.
And so he misled the Wisconsin public in his reelection.
Dr. Craig, hang on a second. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. On the line, Dr. Craig, Citizen Action. We'll be right back.
To keep on loving you, 'cause there may come a time you'll break my heart in two. But I want you so, I want you though, I know that love is a hurting thing. Oh, love is a hurting thing.
Find Lower Than
This Summer. 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Diamond Cruz on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Former President Trump's attorney John Lauro tells CBS News yesterday's federal indictment and the special counsel's investigation into election interference will not change Mr. Trump's plans for the future.
In a case where there's a political prosecution, there's no doubt that he's going to continue to run. None of these charges preclude him from being president of the United States. Not one.
The Dow down 140 at the open after the U.S. credit rating was downgraded. CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
Ratings agencies like Fitch use credit ratings as a measure of the ability of companies, cities, and countries to repay their debts.
Not as many Gen Xers making it to church because they're too busy raising kids and taking care of older parents. CBS's Jim Krasula.
The percentage of Americans in their 40s and 50s who attend a church weekly has fallen to 28%, down from 41% in 2020.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Deciding the future of 794 is now underway. The state DOT held its first public open house with hundreds of people expressing their opinions yesterday. The two main options being considered are keeping the 794 interchange or tearing it down and rebuilding city streets, both of which would take years to complete. The final design may be decided next year. Another open house will be held today to discuss options. The city of Waukesha has introduced the Crisis Response Unit, where a health clinician from Waukesha County will accompany police on certain calls. The team pairs a crisis clinician from HHS with a specially trained police officer to provide quicker and more effective help to individuals facing a mental health crisis. Officials say that will allow the right resources to respond. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
Hey, Racine and Kenosha. Civic Media and WRJN have landed your Green Bay Packers.
Not only will you be able to hear your team run over the NFL this year,
but now is your time to make your dream come true and be an official partner with the Green Bay Packers. One phone call is all it'll take to set up an appointment for Tuesday, August 1st and Wednesday, August 2nd. WAUK and WRJN will be around to talk to you and your company about how you can have your brand associated with not only the Packers, but the Badgers and local high school sports.
And we'll also buy you lunch.
What are you waiting for? Call Civic Media now at 608-819-8255 to secure an appointment for next week.
Only a handful of Packer sponsorships left, so call us now.
608-819-8255. You don't want to miss out on a partnership that will be more profitable than your fantasy football team. 608-819-8255. This deal is a guaranteed touchdown.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. You know, Dr. Craig, as I was preparing for the show this morning, and I couldn't help but this article. Top Trump DOJ official was prepared to use Insurrection Act to stay in power. People need to understand the depth of what took place. Jeffrey Clark, a former top Justice Department official under Donald Trump, was prepared to use the Insurrection Act to stay in power despite Trump's loss in 2020 presidential election, according to Tuesday's federal indictment of the former president. The indictment reveals a stunning 2021 exchange between Clark, who is referred to as co-conspirator number four, and Deputy White House Counsel Patrick Philbin. Philbin had previously warned Clark in December that there is no world, there is no option in which you do not leave the White House January 20th. He made the point again on January 3rd in an effort to dissuade Clark from assuming the role of acting attorney general under fraudulent Trump presidency. Let's go to the phone lines and Ken from Sturgeon Bay. Go ahead, Ken.
Good morning, Earl, Dr. Craig. How are you guys?
All right.
This is the third indictment, correct?
He's been indicted. Yeah, maybe. Go ahead.
You think this might stick this time?
I mean, do you think it's going to stick?
What? I'm thinking it's... it could. It's the last chance Democrats got before the election, probably. And the numerous people I spoke to that are middle-line voters, guess what? The only reason he voted for that fool in the White House is because the pandemic was going on. And you were worried that Trump, this time around, most middle voters, guess who they're going to vote for? Because
he's
fake witch hunting. Witch hunches has been going on for 6 years, and it's the only way. Who do you think the people are going to vote for Joe Biden again?
They voted for him before, right?
They did because the scaredemic was going on. All your middle line voters voted that way. This time they're not. They don't care if a man has a bad tweet once in a while. I'm telling you, Earl. All your middle stream voters.
Let me ask you. You think that this is Donald Trump has just had a bad week or a bad tweet? You think that's all this is?
Well, this is the third time. There's nothing.
So Dr. Craig asked, did you read the indictment?
No, because why? It's a fake witch hunt. It's been going on 6 years.
Okay, hang on. Dr. Craig, this is what you were talking about, right?
Yeah, and I actually don't necessarily disagree with the caller what he said. He said that the court cases, he wants to dismiss the other two, they're still in process, but I'll say cases, might not prevent Trump from being reelected, and that voters could vote for Trump over Biden. I think that's true. So his defense is, because he hasn't read it, that even if the conspiracy is true, it may work. I mean, that is sort of like saying that, you know, the Godfather could get away with it. Not that the Godfather didn't commit crimes, right?
Right.
And so I think, and this is just speculation, so Ken and I are equally qualified to speculate, if the election were held today with the way the economy is and the way public opinion is as we know it, Biden would win. But we don't know what's going to happen. There absolutely could be a recession. And I know Republicans will say it's the president's fault. The presidents do not necessarily have complete control whatsoever over macroeconomic forces. And recessions happen under all kinds of presidents, all ideologies, all parties. But the point is, or something could happen internationally, or something could happen, another pandemic. What if COVID came back, because we never really did what we ought to have done? Biden could be blamed for that. So the point is, could the conspiracy work? Absolutely. That's why it's a threat to democracy. So I think you and I are agreeing with Ken on that. We can't really discuss the indictment with him because he hasn't read it and doesn't plan to read it and has decided to dismiss it without reading.
Yeah, you know, Dr. Craig, Mike Pence says Trump indictment shows our country is more important than one man. That's from Mike Pence. Is the country more important than one man? Ken?
Absolutely not, but you cry wolf so many times. It's like the old fairy tale. Three strikes and you're out. If it doesn't work this time, I'm telling you, the middle line voters are going to vote for the right.
Do you think Donald Trump did anything? Do you think Donald Trump did anything illegal?
Has he been convicted of anything? No. I follow by the court system, the rule of law in this country. Has he been convicted of anything? Absolutely not, correct?
All right. Thank you very much for the call. CJ.
Thanks for taking my call again, Earl. I'd like to ask Sandy.
If Sandy is not here, this is Dr. Craig.
Oh, okay. Well, God darn it. Well, then maybe you would answer the question, though, because as far as Joe Biden goes, if this
we're not talking about Joe Biden, man. We're not talking about Joe Biden.
That's the point.
How's that the point?
How about Devin Archer? Devin Archer, the same day this happens, just like the previous indictment, when it came out that the Hunter Biden story was true, you know, you just owe man it. Do you care whether or not he's taken money from foreign governments up to 30 to
So let me respond this way. So let me respond this way, and then I'll let Dr. Craig respond to you. If Hunter Biden did anything wrong, he should go to jail. Donald Trump had tried to put together a coup for this of this nation, and there's no comparison about Hunter Biden getting some dollars from somewhere with a former president of the United States attempting to commit a coup of this nation. Dr. Craig,
You're looking at a criminal conspiracy of some kind, and your answer is, we think there's this other one. It just shows how political this is. And furthermore, both deserve their day in court, Donald Trump and Hunter Biden. And certainly Hunter Biden is in some legal trouble. So there are things that have gone on. But what's in the public domain right now is overwhelmingly powerful evidence on Trump and very shaky evidence on Hunter Biden. It does not mean Hunter Biden won't be found guilty and there isn't strong evidence. It's just, it's not in front of us.
So Dr. Craig, though, but
attempt to say otherwise last night, and it was laughable if you even listened to his arguments based on the facts he presented.
I know, but Dr. Craig, one guy was the former president of the United States. The other guy, how do you even equate the two, Dr. Craig?
Right. They're not also there's a false equivalency here as well, because there may well be evidence that the son of the president, one of his sons, has engaged in wrongdoing. The evidence that President Biden is connected, that's laughable. I mean, it's non-evidence. And by the way, maybe they can be proved in court and maybe he'll be convicted. I mean, Hunter Biden, but I mean, there's not even a case concerning the president. I mean, that's the kind of thing that the special counsel that Trump's attorney general appointed, John Durham, the kind of thing that he was looking for, and it wasn't there. It doesn't mean it won't be found at some point, but with Trump, there's a smoking gun. And so it's amazing. I mean, if people would just take a step back and think about it, it makes no sense to switch the subject to Hunter Biden. That is separate. And it makes no sense to jump to these wild conclusions about Joe Biden and a corrupt Biden family, supposedly, based on what has been put out there in the public record.
You know, Doctor.
But I don't think you and I, Earl, should be, and we haven't been, sucked into defending Hunter Biden.
No.
We don't know enough about what Hunter Biden did.
But again, Dr. Craig, not only was this man once the president of the United States, he's lobbying to become that again. So, I mean, there is no way there's any comparison whatsoever. It doesn't matter how many times they want to twist this thing. But I will ask you, Donald Trump's, one of his attorneys said, none of these things can prevent him from running for president of the United States anyway.
You know what? I agreed with Ken that the conspiracy could succeed and Trump could win re-election and then all bets are off. His attorney, it was on your news break on the station. bottom of the hour. That is correct. He could be elected. We could have a president who was in jail, theoretically, if he was convicted and sentenced to jail time. That's why. So quite frankly, there are some crimes which were not charged in this case. Maybe he would be convicted on these and they would be charged that would bar you from federal office that go back to after the Civil War, when we had an insurrection and a secession of a number of states, the Confederates, which was an insurrection conspiracy. Former Confederates were barred from federal office. So there's a basis, but he's not charged with any of those crimes currently. So that's why Mitch McConnell was wrong to say the criminal justice system can take care of it, so I don't have to do my duty and impeach him. In his famous speech saying Trump was guilty, but I'm voting against impeachment because I believe in the criminal justice system. That's essentially what Speaker McConnell said.
You know, Dr. Craig, it's to the average layman, to the average American citizen who sees this. And we saw with our own eyes what we saw. And the way the judicial system is set up, common sense does not come into play when we're talking about the judicial system, right? I mean, you know, left is not left and right is not right. The way it's written, it's not as simple and simplistic as we think it should be. Is that correct?
Right. And there are all sorts of rights for defendants, especially defendants who can afford to have legions of lawyers who have the privilege to do it. As you know, low-income folks of color, right. You know, they don't actually get their constitutional rights, and this country still doesn't care, right as far as having a vigorous, effective defense. Whereas very wealthy people get too much of a defense. In other words, they get to frustrate justice. But one complicated thing here, and Jamie Raskin has said it after the indictment, the excellent congressman from Maryland, who was the impeachment manager of the second impeachment and on the January 6th committee, he has said, because Trump's crimes are so unique, there isn't much precedent on prosecuting them. And the legal term for that, Raskin is a constitutional law professor, is these are cases of first impression. So that also makes this more time consuming. When you have something, you know, garden variety, I convince someone to wire me money based on a fake claim that a relative was in jail, there's long precedent and those are easier to prosecute. There was no precedent for what Trump did. But this is a very dangerous situation because of the public that Trump has and Republicans have created and corporate America created to get itself out from under any public scrutiny or regulation of its practices. That was the beginning of this discrediting of our whole system, which was a discrediting of democracy. And it shows how far gone democracy is that we're even having to have this debate.
All right, Dr. Craig, we've got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
Hey, Racine and Kenosha. Civic Media and WRJN have landed your Green Bay Packers.
Not only will you be able to hear your team run over the NFL this year,
but now is your time to make your dream come true and be an official partner with the Green Bay Packers. One phone call is all it'll take to set up an appointment for Tuesday, August 1st and Wednesday, August 2nd. WAUK and WRJN will be around to talk to you and your company about how you can have your brand associated with not only the Packers, but the Badgers and local high school sports.
And we'll also buy you lunch.
What are you waiting for? Call Civic Media now at 608-819-8255 to secure an appointment for next week.
Only a handful of Packer sponsorships left, so call us now.
608-819-8255. You don't want to miss out on a partnership that will be more profitable than your fantasy football team. 608-819-8255. This deal is a guaranteed touchdown. Yeah!
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not...
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon with highs around 87. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 65. Tonight, partly cloudy. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered storms, 90. Partly cloudy skies Friday, with highs in the low 80s. Chance for scattered showers, Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 72 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
You can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Let's go to the phone lines. And Jack from Merrimack, good morning to you, Jack. You say what, sir?
Good morning. Yeah, everybody that seems to be looking at Hunter Biden seems to ignore this fact. Hunter Biden was never in the administration, is not now in the administration, and he is an adult that makes his own decisions. Apparently some of those were pretty bad, by the way. But there, anything else that you see and hear is nothing beyond innuendo, misdirection, or intentional misinterpretation of what's going on between Hunter Biden and his father. The other thing is this, and if you'll pardon the pun, the real elephant in the room, in my opinion, is the fact that not one single Republican has even bothered to mention the fraudulent elector scheme. And not even, you know, besides that, of course, they're obviously not looking at investigations. They're not looking at indictments of these people. These people violated almost every state and federal election law in the states in which they reside. And they tried to foist off a set of illegal electors on the vice president in an attempt to overturn the government of the United States. If the Republicans are unwilling to even look at that, mention it, much less do anything about it, I don't see how any person in their right mind can possibly trust any of these major Republican leaders. This is absolutely crazy. To look at that, the results of an illegal attempt to overturn an election that was adjudicated in many court cases as being honest, that was audited, recounted, frauded. The election was legit, and these people tried to overturn it. And unless the Republicans deal with that, I don't see how we can possibly trust the leadership in that party until it's turned over, until there are some new people that are willing to say, hey, okay, this is wrong. This should never have been done.
Hey, Jack, thank you very much for the call. I wish I had more time. Bill from Oconomowoc. Bill, you say what, sir?
Well, your previous caller took a lot of wind out of my sails when I was going to say, but I do have a couple of points. One, there's a rumor that Ron Johnson is having a yard sale. He's going to be leaving town. I think if I was Ron Johnson, I would get a good attorney right now. Right now, Ron, get an attorney. You're going to need it. Now, here's what's going to happen. They're going to try and pull this false impeachment, but it's imploding already. And then they're going to talk about pardoning. If anybody was to pardon Donald Trump, we should look at to investigate them, and we can rewrite the laws now in our country for one reason. This has never happened before. And when something like this happens, we have to ensure the citizens of the United States that this will never happen again. So the only way to do it is to preemptive offense. We are going to go in, assume they're going to try and pardon us. Well, go for it, buddy, because we're going to drag you guys into jail or into court to say, hey, if you are supporting domestic terrorism and voiding the oath of office, which they all did, they're all guilty of that. They took an oath of office, and then they all supported domestic terrorism. There is consequences, because if America does nothing, we will be in a state of anarchy very soon.
Hey, Bill, thank you. Thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig?
I think both callers are right on, and I think the only reason there's a risk of a pardon is because Trump and the right and Republicans have packed the courts with judges that could find such a right that was never intended, or the right to use a pardon to prevent your own prosecution by pardoning co-conspirators, that's short of pardoning yourself. It's a very perilous situation, and what's happening in the Republican Party, Earl, and this is brought up by both your callers, shows that is part of the threat to democracy, the moral rot within that party, because what made democracy strong was both parties upholding its basic principles while disagreeing on a lot of policies, right, and a lot of things they'd like to achieve, and therefore working within that framework, but accepting the general premises of the Constitution and of the balance of powers and the rule of law. And Democratic Party is not the party that is reneged on that. And what you're going to find is, even if they can impeach Joe Biden, and I don't know that they have the votes in the House, but they might come close. That's how bad the Republican caucus is in the House. It won't succeed in the Senate, not only because of Democrats, but I would predict that most Senate Republicans won't vote for it. And this is a very hard right Republican caucus. It's because there is no basis for it. So the dividing line is those who need no facts and those who are willing to aid and abet a Trump, but still need some facts to say impeach a president.
You know, Dr. Craig, this is a perilous time. Is it safe to say that?
It's very perilous, and it goes beyond Trump. A lot of this was done by corporate America and for political benefit by right-wing politicians. It was set up for a Democrat like Trump to take it over. One thing that should scare you about this indictment is how meticulous and elaborate the Trump conspiracy was to keep himself in office illegally, and how many times he changed tactics when he was headed off at the pass. I mean, what this situates January 6th and the attack on the Capitol as his last gasp effort, in which all else had failed. Pence had not done what he had wanted him to do, and other state officials had not. They were there to intimidate the Senate into certifying the election.
So, Dr. Craig, even with that having been said, he's on the horizon trying to get back in office. I mean, that's the part of this that's mind-blowing to me.
It's always been an ongoing conspiracy, and historically, most coups take a second chance to succeed. And so the coup never ended. He left office. The coup never ended. He was always running for re-election, and all of his legal strategies designed to keep him viable for office and able to become president so he can complete the work. And he has already signaled that he will appoint an administration that will be loyal to him. What's fascinating about this being ignored by Republicans, the January 6th committee evidence and all the evidence in the indictment comes from Republicans, and it comes mostly from loyalists to Donald Trump. And the star witness in this will be his very loyal vice president, Mike Pence.
Dr. Craig, we got to go.
How none of that cuts through. Earl.
We got to go. Thank you very much, as always. Thank everybody who made the show go. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Thank you, Calvin. See you later.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.